Mishnayis, Misechta Shabbos, Pedik Yudalef, is learned Lila Nishma, Sarerelke, Basar of Shneir Zalman, Menachem Mendel, who passed away in Achron Shul Pesach, Elohim Toshin Ayin. The Mishnayis is learned B'teich Shnas HaVeilis, Lila Nishmoso, Tei Nishmoso, Tzrur B'Tzrei Rechayim. Mishnah Aleph, Hazoyrek Mirshus HaYochid Lirshus HaRabim, one who throws an item from the private domain, from his home, to the public place, to the street, throws something from his home to the street, or the other way around, Lirshus HaRab, Lirshus HaYochid, he throws from the street into the house, Chayiv, then you would be liable for a Chatas offering. Mirshus HaYochid, Lirshus HaYochid, Lirshus HaRab, Be'emtza, if he throws an item from one private domain to another private domain, and he crosses a public domain that's in between the two houses in the meantime, so that the item flew from his house to the other house by means of the public domain, by means of the street. So Rabbi Akiva mechayiv. Rabbi Akiva says that you are liable for a korban chatos, v'chachomim poitrim, and the chachomim say that you are exempt from bringing a korban chatos. Says the Bartanura Hazoyrek Mirshus HaYochid Lirshus HaRabim, one who throws from the private domain to the public domain. Says the Bartanura Rishus HaYochid, a private domain, in this sense, it's not so much who owns it, but who Mokoim, that's a place, Shehukav Dalad Mechitzis, that is surrounded by four walls, Gevoyis HaSorat Tvachim, that are 10 Tvachim high. Ubeinayim, and in between the walls there is dalat tvachim ala dalat tvachim, minimally four tvachim by four tvachim ayeser, or more than that. Alkein, therefore, afilu yesh by kama milim, even there is many milim surrounded in that area, im hukaf ledira, if it was surrounded by the walls meant for a dwelling place, kigoyim, like for example, Medina shemukefes chayma, a country which is surrounded by a wall, v'dal seisayim neulis balayla, and their streets are locked at nighttime. Umevoyz sheyesh lahem gimul kisolim, or you have streets, dead end streets that have, or streets that have three walls. V'lechi beruach revi'i, so it's sort of a dead end street that has three walls around it. And then you have a lechi going across, beruach revi'i, a piece of wood going across, or something going across at the fourth side. There's no actual wall there, because you guess where you come in. Okay, and likewise, you have a tel gavoya asor, you have a heap, which is 10 tvachim high, beruachav dalet, and it's wide 4 tvachim. Oicharitz, or you have a hole, Shu Amik Asora, which is 10 tvachim deep, v'rochav dalad, and it's wide 4 by 4. Vafilu kelim, even if it's a vessel, skigoin, as for example, Sefina, a boat, Migdal shel eitz, or a tower made out of wood, ukiyetzibahem, and similar. Im yesh bahem dalad al dalad, begoy v'asora, if there is an area of 4 by 4, when it's high 10, Kol elu rishus hayochid heim, these are all considered to be the private domain. Ba'avi rishus hayochid kivshus hayochid, and the ear of the private domain is considered like the rishus hayochid, like the private domain. Ad lerakia, up to the sky. Ba'avi aksolim shel rishus hayochid, and the thicknesses of the walls of this private domain. Nidoin kirishus hayochid is looked at, is judged as if as the Rishus HaYochid. So the walls of the Rishus HaYochid are like the Rishus HaYochid. The Rishus HaRabim, what is a public domain? Who that is? Kigoin, for example, Hashvokim, the streets, Harachoyves, the marketplaces, Harachoyves, the streets, Hamidboris, the deserts, v'adrochim amfuloshim lahem, and the roads that are open up to them, v'hu, but provided sheyiyeh reichav haderech tezayin amah, that the width of that road should be 16 amah, v'lo yiyeh olav tikra, shall be no roof over it. And there is an opinion that in addition to these conditions, in order to qualify for Rosh Hashanah, that you also need to be sheyubaykim bahem, that you should break through there, meaning pass through the shishim ribui, 600,000, 60 times 10,000, 600,000 b'chol yom, on every day, kidiglei midbar, as the golim, as the flags that they used to go by the groups of the midbar, which were 600,000. But v'abir rishus harabim, the ear above the rishus harabim, einek rishus harabim, is not considered like the public domain. Ela ada sora tzvachim, only up to 10 tzvachim. Ulemaylo meyud rishus harabim, but higher than 10 tzvachim in the public domain, mokem peturhu. That's a place called petur, an exempt place. Umokem she'ein bo dalad al dalad, and a place that is not 4x4. Begavoya megimul tvachim, and it's higher than 4 tvachim. Ulamailo, and above it, so that area, humokim petur. That's a place which is also considered the mokim petur, an exempt place. Afilu koitzim, even if it's thorn or barkonim, begololim b'rishus rabim, that are, and dirt, the golol, that is in the public domain, gavoyim mishloisha ulamaylo, that are high, the three tzvachim above, bein b'em dal dal dal, they're not 4x4, harehein mokem petur, those are, they are a place of exempt. V'chein, and likewise, mokem amukuf mechitzis, if a place which is surrounded with walls, but bein b'em dal dal dal, doesn't have 4x4, oichritz or a hole, shein b'em dal dal dal, doesn't have 4x4, and its depth is starting from 3 tefachim deep, all the way down to the bottom, to the tohim. Hareze mokem petur, that's considered also a place which is called a petur, an exempt place. Umokem shehukav dalad mechitzis, and a place that is surrounded by 4 mechitzis, goiva megimul v'ad asora, and the height is from 3 till 10, but v'yesh bei dalad al dalad yoyser, and there is 4x4 or more. So, in other words, it doesn't qualify yet for Rosh Hashanah because it's not 10 tefachim high, but it still has dal dal dalet or more than dal dal. Oitel sheyesh ba'arba l'arba, or a heap that has 4x4 or yoser gavoya mishloish v'adasora, but that's high from 3 till 10. Or it's a hole sheyesh b'dal b'dal that has 4x4, but it's amak mekimu b'adasora. So the key over here is all talking about that it has dalal al dalad, so it's not a makom patur, but it's not quite a rishus hayachid, because if it's lower than 3, then it would become like the rishus harabim, or the area that it's in. But if it's higher than 3, but it's not quite 10, so it's not yet rishus hayachid. Or you have a hole which is 4x4 amuk deep, megimol v'adasoros, from 3 tzvachim all the way up till 10 tzvachim. Or umavu is sosu mishloisha rechosov, or it's a mavu which is closed from the three sides. She'en lelechi akoyda beruach revi'is, it doesn't have the lechi, a board going across, or a lechi, a standing piece, at the edge, or a koyr or a beam running across beruach revi'is. I think I said before lechi as a going across, but lechi is the standing piece. The koyr is the one that goes across. They all make up a fourth wall, but in this case, he doesn't have a fourth wall. V'hayam, and the sea, v'habiko, and the valley, which no rishus harabim there, but it's open, doesn't have no four walls either. Kolelu karmelisim. These are all considered the karmelis. Upirush karmelis. What is the meaning of karmelis? Karmelis. Karmelis means like a widow. Kleimar, to say kama almona, just like a widow. She'ena besula v'leina sula labal. She's not single. She's not a besula. And she's also not married to her husband. Kach rishuzu, likewise, that domain, the karmelis, ena lirishus hayachid v'lirishus harabim. It's neither a private place nor is it a public place. The avir karmelis, and the ear above the karmelis is ki karmelis ad asora, up till 10 tzvachim it's like a karmelis. Umasara Lumailak Bikarmal is having Mokka Petura. From 10 Tvachim and higher, when we talk about a Karmelis, is also a Mokka Petura, just like in the Rishon Rabbim above was a Mokka Petura, above the Karmelis is also a Mokka Petura. One who carries out from the private domain into the public domain, from the Rishus Yochid to the Rishus Rabim, or he brings in Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yochid, from the public domain to the private domain, Chayiv Chatus. He would be liable to bring a Chatus. What happens if he carries Rishus Rabim to Karmelis, from the public domain to a Karmelis, or Mirshus Yochid to Karmelis, or from Mirshus Yochid to the Karmelis, or in the reverse, Uma Karmelis Lishtem, or from the Karmelis to both of them, either the Mirshus Yochid or the Mirshus Yochid or Rabim, Potter, you would be exempt. Avol also, but that's prohibited. So the Karmelis is only, is not a Mirshus Minatoyer, it's only Midrabonon, so it's Potter, but it's also Mirshus Yochid or Mirshus Rabim, the Mokim Petur. From the private domain or from the public domain to an area which is a Mokka Petur, or from a place which is a Petur to either the Rishus Yochid or Rishus Rabim, Mutar Lachatchila, that is permissible to begin with. There is no problem. It's not only not Chayiv, it's also not Osur, it's Mutar. The Ein Tzorich Loimer Mekarmus Mokka Petur and Mokka Petur Lekarmus, it goes without saying to carry something from a Karmelis to a place that is exempt, or from a place that is exempt, from a Karmelis to a Karmelis, shuhumuta, that is permissible. Now, v'amavir mitchilas daladamis l'soy daladamis v'rishus rabim chayv chatos. One who carries from the beginning of four amis to the end of four amis within the, he carries through four amis within the rishus rabim, then he would be chayv chatos laivu lachatos. But the Karmelis, in a Karmelis, to carry four amas is also potter. It's potter, avol osur. It's prohibited, but it is potter from achatus. Birshus hayochid b'mokam betur, and in a private place, and in a place which is exempt, mutar lachatchila l'taltal l'havir. In to begin with, it is permissible to move and to move around and to pass b'chol rishus kulei in the entire domain b'afilu kama milim, even if it's many milim. So now we're talking about what happens if a person, so when one throws it from the Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid and the Rishus Rabim is in the middle, so the Mishnah said Rabbi Kiva Machayiv. So the Martanura, the Svirale, because Rabbi Kiva holds Michi Ovar HaChifetz Ba'avir Rishus HaRabim B'toy Chasora, once the object passes through the ear of the public domain within 10 Tvachim to the ground, Harihu kilunach, we look at it as if it rested. The Rabbana Sabri and the Rabbana Sahol kiluta b'teich hasore, included within the 10 ba'avir Rishus Rabim, in the era of the Rishus Rabim, lav kibishuot chadami, it's not considered as if it rested. Aval amaylo ma'asore, but beyond 10 tvachim, if he throws there, shumakam petur, that's an area of exemption which is called the makam petur. Kula Almele Pligi, there is no disagreement, the potter, that he is a potter. And if he throws it from Shusrabim and Shusrabim, and it go in over the Shusrabim, but above 10 Tvachim, that it would be potter. Balochik Chachomim, that he is potter, even from Rishus, from even though it's within the 10 Tvachim, it passes the Shusrabim, he is potter, because we don't say Kluta Kemishuhun Chadon. Mishnah Beis, Ketzer. What is the how so? In the previous case, two porches for two houses, one opposite each other on the width of the street, is in between the two porches. So Hamoshid v'Hazoyrek Mizoy Lizoy Potter. So one who passes or throws from one porch to the other porch would be exempt. But Hoyushteyem Badyuta Achas. But if both porches were on one side of the street, they're on the same side of the street, it is the length of the street which is in between these two porches, then Hamoshit Chayiv, one who passes an item from one porch to the other one would be liable, Vazvedik Potter, but one who throws would be exempt. Because this was the way the work of the Levim in the Mishkan and the Midbar, that they had two carriages, two wagons, one after the other in the public domain, and they would pass the boards from one wagon to the other wagon, but they did not throw the boards. If you dug a pit in the ground and you took the earth that you took out of the pit, you put it on the side around the pit, and now the depth of the pit together with the earth that is around the pit is 10 tochim deep and it is 4 tochim wide, 4 by 4. Vasela, or you have a stone, Shem Gvoyin Asoro, Rechavan Arba, they are 10 tochim tall and they're wide 4. Hanoitel Mehen, one who takes an object from them, from the pit or from the stone, and he places it in the public domain, Vanoisen Al Gabum, or one who places an item from the Shusarabim and puts it into the pit or on the stone, Chayiv, then you'll be liable for Karmachatis. Pachos Mikain, Potter. If it's less than this, which is less than 10 tefachim deep, or it's not high 10 tefachim, or the width is less than 4 tefachim, then you're potter, then you're exempt. Bartanura, Ketzad, how so? So the Rabbona Kamerloi, the Rabbona are saying, the Rabbona said you're potter, so the Rabbona are telling you which cases you're potter, but there's some case you'll be chayiv, as we learned in the Mishnah. Shteig Zutroi is if you have two porches. So the Batnura explains, "Hey, nesorim yoytzim mekoysel ha'aliyah." They are beams that go out from the wall that's on the top, v'lechutz on the outside, al rishus harabim, over the public domain. Ba'guzutroyis atzmon hein rishus hayochid. The porches themselves are a private domain. When they're one opposite the other, on the two sides of the public area, then so one who passes or throws from one side of the Rishadam to the other side will be potter, because we don't find throwing or passing in the work of the Mishkan from one private area to another private area. So that the width of the Rishus Rabim should be in between the two Rishus Yochid. But what happens if Hayushtein Bidyuta Achas? In other words, that they were along the same Kolema, Bali Achas, on the same elevation, Ba'irech Rishus Rabim, at the length of the Rishus Rabim, V'yeshev Sik Rishus Rabim B'neim, and there is an interruption in between these two porches, these two areas of the Rishus Rabim between them, then Azoidek Potter, one who would throw from one porch to the other would be exempt. Since it is above 10 tefachim, we don't find one throwing something from Rishus Yochid by means of Rishus Rabim Mishka. But the Moshiach Chayiv, one, if you pass, you'd be Chayiv. Even though he is extending, and this is beyond the tefachim of the Rishus Rabim, so it's a machem betur. Because we find passing similar to this in the Mishkan, the Rishus Yochid from the private place to the private place, and the length of the Rishus Rabim is in between these two porches, we do find this. For so was the service of the Levi, that Meshitim Ezel Ezel, they would extend from one to the other, Lamay Lamasorah, beyond Ten Tefachim, Vayrech Rishus Rabim Benza, and the length of Rishus Rabim was in between, Ketzah. How so? Where do we find this? Beis Agolo Yizu Achar Zu B'Rishus Rabbi. There are two wagons, one after, one behind the other, in the public domain. Mishkan, those who took apart the Mishkan, Hayu Meshitin Lo'isum Sh'al Ha'Agolis, they would stretch out, pass it to those who were on the wagons, She'eslam, that were next to them, She'eslam Hismuchas, that are close to them, Ukroivis, they're next to them, they're close, Behein Meshitin Le'ilash Lifneim, and they would pass it to the wagon that was in front of them. Each one of the wagons is a private domain. But they didn't throw it. Because these beams cannot be thrown because of their weight, because they were heavy. Chul Yesaboyir, says the Batanura, that's Ofer Shemetzi Mechafira Saboyir, the earth that you take out when you dig the pit, regilim, the custom, the usual litis fius piaboir, you put it around the opening of the mouth of the pit, kimin choima, like a wall, lahakif to circle it. Vashmi inon, and he's coming to teach us here, letting us know that the boir vichul yosi, that the pit together with his pile, the heap around it, mitstar from last tora, can be combined to make up a 10 tvachim wall, to qualify for Rishus HaYochid, the Tana Boir La'amkoi, and the Boir is learned for the depth, the Tana Sela La'govoi, and the stone is to teach us about the height of Ten Tvach. Hanoitel Mehen, one who takes from them, Umaniach Rishus HaRabim, who places in the public domain, or Hanoitel Rishus HaRabim, or the other way around, if you take it from the public domain, V'noisen Al Gabon, and you place it on them, either in the pit or on the cella, then you would be chayv. Mishnah Gimel. Hazoyr Egdalad Ames Bekoisel. If one threw in the public domain four Ames and the item stuck to the wall, Lemaile Masor Tvachim. If it is above 10 Tvachim from the ground, Kizerik Babim, then it's as if he would be throwing it in the air higher than 10 Tvachim and you're going to be exempt. But if it pasted into the wall lower than 10 tvachim, then it's similar to throwing it on the ground. And someone throws for four ames on the ground, he would be liable. If he threw an item and it remained within the four ames, and then when his galgal chutzit al dames, and then the wind pushed it further, and it rolled out more than four ames, and it landed over there. It's potter. Then it'd be exempt. Chutzit al dames. If he threw something outside the four ames, and then it stopped when his galgal techt al dames, and then the wind rolled it back into the four ames, chayiv, then he would be liable for a korban chatas. Says the Bartanura, Zoyrik Dal Damas Bekoisel. So he throws it mitchilas dalad from the beginning of four ames, lesoyv dalad to the end of four ames, v'noch bekoisel, and it landed on the wall, hasomuch l'shus harabim, which is close to the public domain, l'may l'masar tvachim, higher than ten tvachim. Going, for example, shehoisu dvei l'shemena, it was a fat fig, v'nitbuka bekoisel, and it pasted itself to the wall, l'may l'masar beyond 10, the Avir Rishus Rabim, over the ear of the Rishus Rabim, then it's Bipotter. He's exempt. Chol Amayla Masor Rishus Rabim, because all, anytime it's above 10 Rishus Rabim, Mokim Peturu, it's a place of exemption. What is Lamata Masor Kizorik Boris? If he threw it from the beginning of 4 to the end of 4 in the public domain, and it's Chayiv, even though that there isn't from the place where the object began was Akira, where it was taken from, the koisel to the wall. Elo dal damid mitzum tzomis, only exactly four ames. Lo amrino, we don't say the oivi had veila memayid with dal damis, that the thickness of the fig would diminish and take away from the four ames. Ve'en kamet chilas dal l'soiv dal, then you won't have enough from the beginning. It's not considered from the beginning of four to the end of four. The key one, she'ein him avatlas and veila mekoisel, since he is not
giving up and nullifying the vela. The effect into the wall, so the thickness does not diminish anything at all. What happens if he threw it within the Adamas in his Galu Chutz of the Adamas Potter? Then it'd be exempt. Why? Because he did not intend to throw it something which would be obligated him, which is for Amas. In this case, he wanted to throw it to Amas and it rolled out, so therefore he's going to be Potter. What happens in his Galu Latoyach the Adamas Chayiv? If he threw it outside of four Amas and then it rolled back within the Aldamas, he'd still be liable. But the Batnura says, Vuhu denoch mashu, conditionally provided that it rested a little bit when it was outside of the Aldamas, chutz of the Aldamas. Koinush nizgalgal lifnim, prior to rolling back to the inside. Mishnah Dalad, Hazoyrik Dalad Amas biyam potter. If one throws four Amas in the sea, he'd be exempt. Im hoyu rekak mayim, if there was a pool of water in the street, urshus rab maleches boy, but the people of the street walk into, hazerek l'teichet da'ad amas chayiv, so one who throws in that pool of water, in the puddle, for amas, would be chayiv. The kama hu rekak mayim, how deep is a pool of water considered rekak mayim? Pochus masar tefachim, that it's less than 10 tefachim. Rekak mayim b'shus rabba lechizboi, and if you have a pool of water in the street and the people walk in that pool of water, hazeri b'techad al dam is chayv. A person who throws in that pool for amas would be chayv. Says the Batanura, hazeri b'yam, one who throws in the sea, he throws mitchilas dalet, the same dalet, from the beginning of four to the end of four, potter will be exempt, the karmelisu, because the sea is considered to be a karmelis, only a reshus with rabban, and it's not a reshus rab. Rekak mayim, she'enom gevoyim min ha'oretz, they are not high, not of the ground, not high above the ground, it's a pool. V'yesh bahem refesh v'tit, and there is mortar and dirt there, it's called a rekak. Nikroim rekak, that's called a rekak. Rishrab malachis boy, but Rishrab walks in it. Rishrab malachis boy, the people, the community, people walk in it. The kamahu rekak, how long? What qualifies for rekak? Kamahu amkoy, how deep is it? The name akad Rishrab, that we say that it's still considered a Rishrab, but not as a karmelis. That's not a karmelis. So that is, he says, up till 10 tefachim. Then it says rekak bayim Rishrab malachis boy. It repeats the halacha, the same thing again. And if you have a pool of water and the Rishrab walks in it, it's considered like a Rishrab. Says the Bartanura, hi the kafli tane le milse. Why this, the reason that the tane doubled again, it's the case. Say it again, lashma inon, to teach us. Lafil urekak roche barbo. Even if the puddle is wide for tvachim, ho yilvu pachus masorem. Since it's less than 10 tvachim, nidin kirshus rab. It's still considered like a rishus rab. So that means to add aloha that even if it's four, and he also duplicated the second aloha that Rishrab walks in it, Lashmina to teach us. Even though that people don't walk, they're only through the need. It's when they're pressured, you know, they can't go by, they'll walk through in the puddle. A walking that is done even and uncomfortable when it's pushed, that is considered to be walking. Mishnah, one who throws an item from the sea to the dry land, or from the dry land to the street, or from the sea to the boat, or from the boat into the sea, from one boat to another boat, is potter, he'll be exempt. Svinas kshura zu bezu, boats that are tied one to another, mitaltlim zu lezu, then you can carry from one ship to the other one. Imenim kshuras, but if they're not tied, afa pibishim ukofis, although they are close to one another, and mitaltlim zu lezu, then you're not allowed to carry from one boat to the other boat. Says the Bartanura, min ayom liyabosho, from the sea to the dry land, that's mikarmelis u'shus rabim.
Yam is a Carmelist, that's from the Carmelist to the public domain. Min Yam Lisvina, that would be from a Carmelist Rishus HaYochid. Yam is a Carmelist, the Svina is a Rishus HaYochid. It's a private domain. Metaltlim Mizu Lizu, if you have boats that are tied to each other, you can move from one to the other one. Im Hein Shel Shnei Bnei Odom, but if they belong to two different people, Metaltlim are the Erev, then you can only carry, but you need to make an Erev. Because these two boats are looked at as if they were two separate yards, require a eruv. Mukafis, even if they were mukafis, mukazulazu, if they're not tied, but if they're close, ein makifin babui. So that means close. Ein metaltlin mezulazu, v'chimafarshi ma'adodi, because when they separate from each other, karmelis. Mavsekes Beneyam, the Carmelis, which is the Yam, interrupts in between them. Ubatul Ha'Erev, and then the Erev has been nullified. The Erev works only directly from Shiyochid to Shiyochid, but without an interruption of a Carmelis in between. Mishnah Vav, Hazoyrek V'nizkel Acha Shiyotzum Yodah. If he threw an object accidentally, he forgot that it's Shabbos, and then after the item left his hand, he remembered that it's Shabbos, and then, as soon when he mentioned it, after remembering, the item fell to the ground, then he'll be exempt. Because in the beginning, he was a shogeg, and in the end, he was amazing. Or even when even if he hasn't mentioned, hasn't remembered, but when the item was in the air, he remembered, he didn't mention, but then while the eye was in the air, another person came running and called Acha. And the other person grabbed from the ear the item that he threw. Or called a kelev, or a dog grabbed it. Or the item was burnt in the ear. It's potter, he'll be exempt. Zora glasses chabura, if he threw an object to make, to hurt somebody with it. Bein ba'odam, whether he threw it on a person, bein ba'behem, or he threw it on an animal, because he forgot his Shabbos. V'nizkar atzad nasa chabura, and he remembered that before the wound was made, that today's Shabbos potter, he'll be exempt. Zaklal, this is the rule. Kol chayov v'chatois, all those that are liable to bring a chatos because they did a sin accidentally, and chayovim, they would not be liable atzad chilosom v'sefer shgoga, only that the beginning and the end should be by shogeg. Chilos and shogeg, but if the beginning was by shogeg, v'soif and zoden, but in the end it was intentional, knowingly, or chilos and zoden, in the beginning it was intentionally, v'soif and shogeg, in the end it was accidentally, p'turim, they will be exempt. Ad shetet chilos and v'soif and shogeg, unless the beginning and the end are both accidentally. That's the only way you'd be chayav chatos. Says the Bartanura, Hazoyrek, one who throws b'Shabbos on Shabbos b'shegeg accidentally, v'nizkar shu Shabbos, and they remember that it's Shabbos la'achar shiyotzo v'mitachas yodei, after the stone has left his hand, koyim shetanuach, before it landed, afil lo kol ta'achar, even if nobody else has taken it. Elo shenocha kedak, it landed normally, usual way, potter. It's exempt, dochit nan l'kamon, so we learn later on. Ashad hate loss of b'sefer b'shgog. It has to be the beginning and the end accidentally. Bahai, but in this case, t'chilos in the beginning b'shgog. When he threw it, he didn't know it was Shabbos. But before it landed, b'sefer at the end, amazing, his intention, ha'il v'niskar, since he remembered it was Shabbos, that it was Shabbos, koidim shetunuach, before it landed. U'masnitzin hochim b'farshe. This is the way our missions explain. Hazoyrek, one who throws v'niskar, and he remembers la'achas yotze b'tachas yodei, after it left his hands. Inami, or in the situation with Loiniskar, he didn't remember. Elo shekol ta'achar, that it was captured and it was taken by somebody else, potter. In the second case, you potter with somebody else, the havelish naim shosuo, because it's two people doing it. And that's peturim, shnaim shu peturim, two people do it, a potter. Two that do an item, a potter. Not people, just any two. In this case, also the animal, the dog, was killed. Had it landed, it would be chayv chatos. But this is only kishechazar v'shokach, that he forgot that it was Shabbos. Aval loy chazar v'shokach,
But if he did not forget, did not again forget, which means that at the end it wouldn't have been amazed, then it'll be potter. She called chayovid, the Mishnah says, because you have to be chayiv, the beginning and the end has to be b'shekin. Zeh haklal. What is this zeh haklal adding to what we already learned before? La sui. This is coming to include Nami also. Ma'avir chayvitz memokim lemokim. One who is just moving an object from place to place in the Rosh Hashanah. Shim okar bishkoga v'nizkar shu Shabbos. I don't know why I said that, but if he's moving a place from place to place, that if he took it by accident, meaning not knowing it's Shabbos, v'nizkar shu Shabbos koydim shiyaniach, and remember that it's Shabbos before he places it, then it will be potter. It will be exempt. So I think what he's adding over here, I got to take a look in the Gemara, but I think what he's adding over here is that Ma'avir Chayfetz Makol Makol, Bichlal didn't have intention to take it out from the Rishus HaRabim, from the Shiyach to the Rishus HaRabim. He just wanted to move it from place to place in the Rishus HaYochid. And then he was Oikerit B'Shagig, and then he carries it out, then it'll be Potter. I think that's the Chiddush. You gotta take a look. This completes the 11th chapter of Masechta Shabbos.